Hey everyone, it's me, Tyne, and welcome back to Carpool Conversations. It has truly been a while since we bounced back to a new episode of this podcast. As you all know, we are currently experiencing the COVID-19 pandemic, and most of us are observing, you know, the community quarantines worldwide. And I do hope that you and your loved ones are safe. You know, that is the most important thing. And we are actually 30 days into the lockdown here in the Philippines. And I thought to myself, it would be nice, you know, it would be good to share this experience on the podcast. So what better way than to have this conversation with my trusty friend Alan, and he was, you know, game for it. And so I bring you episode 5 of Carpool Conversations, COVID-19 Community Quarantine Edition. Syempre, Carpool Conversation, pero hindi tayo naka-carpool, naka-zoom tayo ngayon. Because of the current situation, we are on a community quarantine, and I am at my own home staying safe, and you are in a different island. You are actually not in Metro Manila.
Yes. Hi to all the listeners. I am currently not at home in Metro Manila. I am in the beautiful island of Boracay, locked down.
Kamusta dyan? Yun nga, katulad ng tinanong ko sa'yo earlier, nabilang mo na ba lahat ng buhangin dyan sa
resort? Sabi ko nga sa'yo, sa White Beach, malapit ko na matapos, lipat ako sa Back Beach bukas. Kidding aside, I've never seen the island this beautiful. I really believe that the good side of what's been happening now would be nature is definitely healing. Mm. Alam mo yun? I haven't seen in my entire lifetime ba, and the entire time that I've been here in the island, I've never seen this island this clean. Mm-hmm. And the water is crystal clear and blue. It's beautiful. Alam mo yun? It's like you're back to, alam mo yun, I've been hearing stories about how Boracay was in the previous days, but
untouched,
maybe this is, yeah, untouched. It looks very untouched. It's so beautiful. I think that's one of the good things that's been happening here in the island.
But there are still people there, no? I mean, not totally zero in movement, pero yung, syempre, wala na tourists. Oo.
Mm-hmm. Actually, there are other, there are still a few number of tourists, pero these are the tourists who opted to stay in the island because of the serious condition of their countries, such as Italian, Spanish,
probably the US as well.
The US probably. Uh-oh. And there are these expats kasi who are working in China, di ba?
Ah,
who are
okay,
based in
uh-oh.
China. So they couldn't also fly. And since China is opening, the problem is the Philippines naman is not flying out. So,
correct.
Alam mo yun, something, yeah, it's just not working for them.
Safety rin talaga muna before anything else, right? So, I guess they were thinking that it also would be easier for them to just stay in the island. Although, yun nga lang, you cannot see your family, but, well, thanks to technology, you can, you know, see them online. But it's different.
True, there's, tama. There's Zoom, which is, I mean, we're so blessed that this generation has all these tools and technology that enable us to actually do this.
I mean, right.
Imagine if this actually happened, 20 years ago,
naku,
where everything is, nako, wala
Yahoo,
pa social
Yahoo media. Messenger lang ata. 20
True.
Years ago.
20 years ago, Yahoo Messenger, yeah, pa yan.
And your internet speed would be really bad.
True. Kasi it's dial-up pa during that,
yes,
time.
Yes.
So it's crazy. I mean, I think we're actually also blessed to have this mediums and technology that keeps us sane.
But what are your what are your other thoughts on this current situation that we have? Like, syempre, we're encountering this pandemic, or we're experiencing this pandemic. Saan ba talaga nagsimula to? Like, is this really something that just, I don't know, nag-evolve lang ba yung lumang virus, or was this a bioweapon? Or syempre, medyo nag-lead na to sa conspiracy theories, pero ikaw, ano yung idea mo about it?
To be honest, mm-hmm. It has COVID-19 or the NCOV virus, yes. Novel coronavirus,
uh-uh.
Has been around for the longest time na pala. I mean, even if, super funny, I thought it was fake. Yeah. Pero, I was, last week I went to the grocery and I was buying Lysol, diba? So I was reading the back.
Yes.
And then apparently, Lysol pala, disinfect, parang they have a list of all the viruses that they could disinfect. Okay. And surprisingly, NCOV is in the list. So sabi ko, totoo nga.
Oo.
It means this virus has been present for the longest time. It's just so happened, feeling ko, in my own opinion, based on all the articles that I've been reading, based on the news,
yes.
I think the reason that's why it really spread out, it's because of, I don't know, maybe political or personal reasons from, di ba? Because I really believe that it's already it's a biological war, eh.
Yes.
It's been happening, eh. Kasi, like, to be honest, even if you look at the list of the top five na lang, top five nations that are really affected by this pandemic, these are the biggest nations. These are the, alam mo yun, these are the untouchable ones. These
kumbaga
are the
parang movers and shakers of the of politics and economics of the country. Ay, of the world, sorry.
Of the world.
Yeah.
Correct.
Oh. Lahat apektado. May konting decision lang sila. Everybody else will, alam mo yun, parang cause and effect siya. Oo, cause and effect.
Yes. Diba? Pero look at them. They are the ones who are being paralyzed with the biggest impact talaga, diba? And look at the bottom list kung sino yung mga zero or wala. These are the countries that are quiet or yung, alam mo yun, hindi masyadong impactful with in terms of economy and whatnot, diba? Pero, imagine, I really think that
I have to ask lang, when you say zero in terms of, sorry, death, are we talking about the deaths in corona?
No. Cases.
Cases.
There are countries with zero cases, apparently.
Ah, okay. Kasi si Vietnam, wala pang death, ha?
Wala pa.
Pero they have confirmed cases. Naka-recover na 169. So, ang confirmed nila na cases is 266, recovered 169. But deaths are zero pa rin. I mean, today is actually the... Oh, wait. Happy Monthsary nga pala.
Happy Monthsary. Oh,
corona.
Hindi dapat yung lift ng ban?
Yes, oo. 1 month na tayong lockdown. So, I know that Vietnam was... Vietnam started their lockdown just a few days ago. So, technically, hindi pa rin talaga sila nagpipik, no? Or sabihin natin, medyo maaga-aga yung nag-act yung government nila. They really have, you know, security and safety measures across the board because of their previous experience with SARS. They're very, very, parang used to wearing mask. Compared to sa atin, parang extra effort talaga, di ba?
Remember side here ta. Remember time that when Taal volcano erupted.
Yes, oo.
And then everybody started wearing masks. And then you would hear people saying na, "Ay, mga Pinoy na to, the reason that's why they're wearing this mask is for fashion lang daw kasi they wanted to look like K-pops and all." Pero in reality, 'di ba? Because we're not really used to it. I agree with you. We're not used to this. Alam mo 'yun?
At syempre, lalabas yung pasaway.
Ay,
pero mabalik lang tayo kay Vietnam saglit. So, you know, there may be other things that they're doing that's good, kaya nakokontrol nila yung situation sa bansa nila. And I hope we learn from it. Although in our case nga lang, Metro Manila alone medyo mataas na yung ano, 'di ba? Yung numbers talaga. So, ewan ko na lang kung umabot pa to sa mga probinsya and, you know, other islands, pero sana hindi naman. Kaya nga ako, I'm very positive na the people have to cooperate with the government, with each and everyone. And syempre, sarili mong pamilya, gusto mo bang malagay sila sa alanganin? Di ba hindi? Or your neighbor, your barangay. So, hindi ko maintindihan bakit hindi sila makapirme or naintindihan ko na kailangan sila lumabas para bumili ng ng essentials or magtrabaho, pero ano ba naman yung kahit ano man lang konting araw?
Totoo. Totoo yan. I agree with you on that. Actually, I also don't know what Vietnam has been doing, no? Pero alam mo, I just looked at the world meter now. Yemen has the least number of cases.
Okay.
Yemen is one of the poorest countries, diba?
Uh-oh.
I don't know, is it? Right? They only have one confirmed case.
One confirmed case. And gaano sila, sabi natin, gaano kalayo ang Yemen sa...
Let's look at Google.
Pasensya na kayo guys, hindi talaga kami biasa sa
geography.
But, you know, speaking of technology again, maraming salamat sa sponsor nating Google.
True. Sana marinig nila to.
Google everything.
Yemen. Yeah,
everything that you need to know, guys. Yan, habang nagsesearch ang aking kaibigan na si Alan, everything that you need to know is on the internet. However, filter the information that you read. Try to also think first before you share to, let's say, your family and friends, because sometimes baka you're just causing a panic. Alamin din natin kung fake news ba ito or talagang, you know, factual. Kasi sa panahon ngayon, napatas yun nga, we're experiencing a crisis and the pandemic. We cannot take it anymore. I mean, any more fake news talaga. Hindi na siya nakakatuwa eh. So, yeah. Be responsible netizens. Di ba? Be responsible netizens. So, saan ang Yemen?
Yemen is located somewhere in the Middle East.
Okay.
It is on the southern part of Saudi Arabia, right beside Oman.
Ah, okay.
And that is quite far. Not naman, well, US is farther than this, pero it is actually quite far to Wuhan, to Hubei.
Mm-mm.
But I don't think also, kasi I was also thinking when I was looking at the world meter list, no?
Yes, oo.
Yemen kasi I don't think there's a lot of tourist travelers that goes in and out of Yemen eh.
Okay, so it's possible na co-Middle Eastern
this is a local transmission, or this person who is a confirmed case in Yemen probably has a travel history.
Yes, that's possible talaga.
Yeah.
Kasi sa atin, go ahead, continue. Kasi
looking at it, ano eh, I know, ang alam ko talaga, no one really goes in there eh. Yemen, not much eh. I mean, it's not really a touristy country eh.
Oo.
Right?
But, yun, kung sino man siya, yung single case na yan, yung confirmed case na yan, I hope that person recovers. You know?
Living
testimony na yan sa bansa niya. O, diba? Sana mag-recover siya. Diba?
True. April 9 lang siya na-confirm.
Okay, and today is the 14th. So, it's been
Six
a week.
Days.
A 15 na pala ngayon, sorry. It's been a week already.
Yes.
Yeah, so sana nga, you know, in a few more days, gumaling siya.
Correct.
Para hindi na siya makahawa ng iba. And yung iba din, kung may na-feel silang symptoms, di ba? Sana din makarecover sila. Kahit habang ano pa lang, PUI pa lang, hindi pala confirmed COVID case yung meron sila.
Correct. It's true.
Kasi sabi mo kanina yung ano, yung fashion, yung ano kasi, yung sabi nung friend ko, this is, you know, we will eventually cross a new norm na eh. Like, pagkatapos nitong pandemic, medyo praning na yung mga tao pag lumabas. And everybody will be, you know, accustomed to maybe wearing a washable face mask. So, sa tingin mo ba...
Or a face guard.
Yeah, a face guard with the, ano yun, face shield. Oo.
Yeah, that's true.
Sa tingin mo, magkakaroon ba ng mga Louis Vuitton or Gucci?
Dito meron na.
Hindi, pero
even... I heard, I don't know what brand is this. I think it's Prada. Who's making one now?
Ah, so hindi to, ano, hindi to DIY. Kasi I know yung iba nag-DIY.
Ay, oo. Oh, yung, like, I saw this one in the social, in social media, and I think that was in Facebook. I saw this one guy. You know how when you buy a shoe from, when you buy shoes from Gucci, it comes with this satin sack?
Yes.
Shoe bag?
Mm-hmm.
What he did is, and meron yung, it has this, I have that to say, it has this Gucci tag somewhere in the bag. Mm-hmm. So, ang ginawa niya, he converted that Gucci shoe bag into a Gucci face mask.
Okay.
Na yung Gucci logo na sa gitna ng bibig niya. Wala lang, it's super hilarious. Alam mo yun? Tapos parang nakalagay, it's let's say, it's an $800 face mask daw. Kasi,
kasi Gucci nga naman.
The Gucci probably cost that much, diba? Pero wala lang. I really think, ako, I agree with you on that. I really think that after this pandemic, if everything goes back to normal and the world heals and recovers, I think there would be other, there would be a huge effect on fashion eh. Kasi tama ka, people would be more cautious, people would start to be, let's admit that people would start to be paranoid. Alam mo yun?
Oo. Yung
kung dati nga, sabi nila, kapag raw humatsing ka, sasabi mo, bless you.
Oo. Tapos ngayon.
Ngayon daw, pag humatsing ka, F you na daw.
Kasi syempre, ano, paranoid ka na baka ma...
Paranoid ka na mamaya ma... Mahawa mo yung mahawaan ka. Nakakatawa. Nabasa ko yun rin yun eh. There's a meme about it eh.
Oo.
Which is so true, diba? Yeah. Alam mo yun? I think tama ka. Actually, feeling ko hindi nga lang fashion. I think even with the way of with lifestyle, feeling ko a lot of people be more health conscious now.
Mm.
I really think that wellness, fitness and wellness would be a, would be an emerging industry after this entire pandemic.
Yes, definitely. Oo. Diba? I mean, like, more ngayon, conscious, yeah, about their health.
Yes, kasi ngayon, I know, we all know that fitness and wellness is emerging because of trend. Pero now, feeling ko, a lot of people would switch their lifestyle into a different style. Yes. Eh. Alam mo yun? Kasi alam naman nila na this viruses, whatever it is, whatever it will be in the future, knock on wood, hopefully wala. Pero it would always be your a strong immune system that would really fight it. Eh,
yeah,
to be honest.
Oo. Ang naisip ko rin nga, after siguro nito, people would be more ano into their DIY, alam mo, make your own meals, or you know, if you, if you want pizza, you can easily, you know, make even the dough, magmamasa ka talaga ng dough at create ka ng pizza. Kasi yung mentality na ay nakayanan ko nga na 1 month lockdown eh, alam mo yun. I mean, the convenience syempre nawala, yung magpapa-deliver ka or order ka sa labas, pero it taught us that, hey, I can do this. I have the essential. I mean, I have, let's say, the ingredients. Or if, or even if I don't have the ingredients, mabubuhay pa rin ako. May pagkain. Alam mo, I mean, at the end of the day, we're blessed.
True.
Diba? We're blessed.
Pero, tama.
Hopefully, yung mga hindi naman ganun ka, ano ba? Hopefully, sila din makakuha ng help from the government. It's not easy kasi na ma-lockdown tapos wala kang bahay. Alam mo, yun yung sad part lang dun eh.
Totoo yan, totoo. I think also this pandemic has opened the eyes of the government in so many things. Like, yung mga minor issues that could affect the safety of the citizens alone. Like, halimbawa, healthcare facilities, quarantine places or facilities, diba? Yun yung wala tayo eh. At the end of the day, maybe the country, oh sige, let's not talk about the world now. Let's just focus on the Philippines alone. Maybe the Philippines could now start thinking of, why not let's create a more, or let's evolve our or improve our healthcare system and facilities. Kasi, diba, anything can happen. We don't know. The world is evolving, so as everything in it is evolving.
I agree. Yeah, I agree.
Diba? Kumbaga, dati simple lang ang buhay, ngayon mas komplikado na talaga. Mm-hmm. So, I think that's one thing. Another thing, going back to cooking, the one that you said earlier, I think this pandemic has brought out the chef in everyone.
Diba? Everybody's now creative in all aspects.
Yes. Alam mo yun? And, alam mo yun? And gone are the...
Gone are the
narcissistic posts of your selfies and whatnot. Now it's all about Dalgona coffee.
Naman.
Of a pasta, sardines, whatever. I don't know. Pero alam mo yon. It's just amazing to see that these people. Alam mo yon na parang it's a self-discovery time. Sabi ko nga, Lord, one day when I was praying and meditating one morning, I was praying and I was like, Lord, ibang klase ka magbiro. Dati, I always pray na, Lord, sana weekend na po kasi Lunes na naman. Alam mo yun, sometimes I always say that. Ngayon, binigyan ako ni God ng forever weekend. Naloloka.
Hindi na nga, wala na ngang weekday or weekend. It's a day.
It's a day. It's
you know why it's a day? Kasi hindi mo rin alam kung kahit gabi na, may araw pa ba? O magsisimula na yung araw.
Totoo. Lalo na dito sa place ko, wala man ng bintana. Alas 6 na pala, baka wala ng ilaw. Pag binuksan ko yung door ko, may ilaw pa pala. Ano ba yan? It's just amazing that, alam mo yun, this pandemic, yes, it may be a negative thing, pero come to think of it, if you try to list down and think of all the good things that's been happening to us, kasi iniisip lang natin, we're stuck in these four corners of our house, and we can't do anything. But in reality, you can meditate. You could try to discover yourself. Read a book.
That's true.
I don't know. Watch a documentary and learn.
That
probably
is so
search
true.
The internet and take online courses that are free. And this is the time that we have all the time in the world.
Literally. The moment talaga na nag-announce sila ng lockdown, or well, in our case, yan, yung community quarantine, the immediate thing that I thought of was, wow, we are blessed with time. Time to do all sorts of things. As in, day one pa lang na, you know, na-realize ko na talaga yun. And yun, it's not just time to learn new things, but it's time to also reach out to people who are busy with their schedule. Yung talagang kahit na mag-usap kayo at mag-set ng date na mag-get together, dinner or lunch reunion, hindi matuloy-tuloy kasi laging may meeting, laging nagta-travel. Pwes ngayon, pumirmi ka. diba? But you can still somehow have contact with them, catch up with them. Time even to, like what you did, to meditate, to talk to God, to pray. Looking inward also, diba? We have to improve ourselves as human beings, kung tutuusin. And I guess being grateful with what we have, because that's how you look at your situation. I mean, it will give you a different perspective on how to look at the situation. Ang dami kasi nag-aaway about sinong papanigan, whether the president or the vice president or this mayor and all sorts.
Whoever.
It's such an unnecessary noise on on the internet. Alam mo yun? So, kumbaga parang ikaw din, gusto mong manahimik kahit wala ka namang alam mo yun, qualms about whatever, but because you're grateful, you see it differently. You're not easily, what do you call this? Hindi ka madaling magalit. Hindi ka to dati, natitrigger ka na kaagad, tapos biglang, okay, keyboard warrior.
correct.
So,
amazing nga Alam mo yun, yes, may negative implications yung nangyayari, pero come to think of it, ang dami ring positive things na nangyayari now.
Daming diba? Positive.
Diba? Personally, sa mundo, even relationships are mending now, diba? Alam mo yun? Sa bahay ka lang. So, for the people who are with your families now in your home, this is the perfect time for you to bond with them. Mm-hmm. Alam mo yun?
Yeah.
You've grown apart. Alam mo yung tipong malayo ka sa pamilya mo because you're living on your own. Now that the time has given you to stay again with your parents or with your siblings, I think this would be the perfect time for you to bond. I mean, get to know each other kasi lumaki na kayo Alam mo yun, you've matured. So, iba-iba na kayo ng ugali, iba-iba na kayo ng styles and characters. So I think this would be another perfect time for us to really get to know our family members, alam mo yun, and the people that we love, yeah, diba? And spend time with them.
Oh.
Diba?
Okay. I guess we need to just, you know, make the most of what we have at the moment, diba?
Yes, yes, definitely.
But before we move forward with, well, we have a few more minutes now. Let's take a short break. Mm-hmm. And listen to our sponsors. The joke lang. Then let's just take a short break, tapos balik tayo. We're back. So, nag-play ba tayo ng commercial? Parang wala. Sounds lang.
Wala pa kasi naging sponsor. Sana po mapakinggan to ng mga marketing ng mga kumpanya dyan.
Yes.
Sponsoran po kami. Para ma-plug namin kayo sa Silda Podcast.
So yeah. So, well, we're still, syempre, we're still here on this Zoom conversation. Di mo na siya carpool conversation. But yeah, it's nice nga na we've somehow, ano ba, parang compressed what has happened in a month, and the thoughts of, also I'm sure it's been shared by other friends and ano din, listeners, no, alike, na kung ano yung experience natin ito sa pandemic na ito. So ikaw, how are you keeping sane?
Okay, well, this is the island.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I have the most beautiful view, I believe. Sabi nila, swerte that I was locked down in paradise. But then, let's all admit it, it's ECQ. So, I can't really use this. I could only see them, but I could never go there and use it, no? I think, number one, that's keeping me sane is fitness.
Mm-hmm.
For our listeners, my friend Tyne and I have been doing yoga sessions online, which I used to dread a lot before, but now I love it. Uh-huh. Alam mo yun, it's a perfect time for you to really meditate. It's a good time for you to meditate, rather. Number one is fitness talaga. I go to the gym.
Mm-mm.
You know, maybe I was just really blessed with the facility of having a gym. Mm-mm. Since I'm locked down in the hotel. Mm-mm. Pero that's one, fitness. Number two, I started to organize my files in my computer. For some addition, nalinis niya na. Nalinis ko siya. Naayos ko siya.
But, oh, pati yung history, ah. Pati yung browser history. Nalinis.
Pati bookmarks.
Oh, okay.
Yung mga bookmarks kung maaari.
Na-alphabetize.
Kasi may oras nga tayo, di ba? So, yes. That one, that's or reorganizing yourself and your mm-hmm. stuff mm-hmm. probably that you have. Dami kong self-discovery. I want to be honest with you and with our listeners. I don't know how to hand wash clothes.
So, ano, achievement unlocked pala to.
Achievement unlocked. So, I started learning.
Uh-huh.
And kasi syempre, wala na rin mga laundry shops dito in the island that are open. Meron, pero like, once in a week lang sila nagbubukas. And of course, kailangan natin, since I don't have all my stuff with me now in the island,
yes,
limited rin yung damit ko. So, I have to learn how to wash them. And surprisingly, natuto ako. So, now that's one. I know now how to hand wash my clothes from a delicate to, depending on the tela. And there are people who actually taught me how to do it. And it's amazing. Alam mo yun?
Uh-huh.
Ang galing lang ng feeling na parang, okay, feeling ko super domesticated ako. Alam mo yun? Ibang level. Yeah, that's one. Super funny thing pa that's keeping me sane here is, so for everyone's information, I'm actually living in a hotel with the executive chef of this hotel.
Okay.
So one thing that really entertains us is thinking of a menu.
So, menu conceptualization pa. Wow.
Nag-strategize kami kung anong kakainin namin ng breakfast ng Lunes. Tuesday,
for one month. Ano to? May repeat ba ito? Or
as much as possible, we don't want to repeat. And since sabi ko nga, we have so much time, we started looking into the health benefits of a broccoli, of a pet chai. So, okay pala na antioxidant si garlic. Why not let's think of a dish that is with garlic? It's funny lang kasi maybe I'm also blessed lang that he's an executive chef. It's his profession.
Yes.
So he knows a lot of these things, diba? So, ayun pa. One is I started eating very healthy stuff. Alam mo yon.
When was the last time you touched junk food?
Siguro I would say kailan ba? Ang tagal na. Chips?
Chips? Ang tagal.
Since wala nang transportation dito, the next grocery where I stay now, for everyone's information, again, if I walk, it's 40 minutes away.
Ay, shucks.
Okay, so, yun yung grocery na maayos, ha? All this typical grocery that you see in Manila, yes, na meron dito sa isla. And I don't want to do that. I did that once, but I would never do it again. So that's, I've never touched chips. Since the start of the lockdown, I believe. Mm-mm. Siguro the only junk food I have in my fridge now is a bar of Hershey's chocolate. Which sometimes lang, kapag nakikrave ako ng something na matamis after eating. Alam mo yun?
Oo, maiba lang yung lasa.
Sometimes you eat too. Oo, maiba lang yung lasa. Pinupilas lang ako ng isa party. Okay. But that's the only thing. I haven't tasted alcohol, of course, kasi there's a liquor ban.
Wala kang stash? Wala bang minibar dyan?
Ay nako, tinanggal nga yung laman ng minibar kaya naholo dito. So walang laman. I haven't tasted Coke since what?
Wow, it's been so long, ha?
It's been so long. Sobrang tagal ko nang hindi nakakatikim ng soft drinks. So it's all only tubig. What's amazing pa is, you know how there is this stories that Boracay sells one of the most expensive coconut.
Yes.
In the Philippines, kasi because of the tourists. So all the prices are like, the cheapest coconut that you could find na drink dito is 150 sa bangketa pa yun.
Mm.
Alam mo ba, I was walking in the beach yesterday. Mm. Sa beachfront lang, because I was about to get takeout lang sana for dinner. Just wala kami time to cook.
Magkano na siya ngayon?
I was walking with chef, 40 pesos.
Oh, wow! Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! Kasi sa palengke, sa palengke dito, if I'm not mistaken, it's 30. Yeah. So 10 pesos so, lang yung
difference.
Pero that's a huge drop from 150 to 40. I mean, the man's gotta sell his coconut. So
So for the longest time that I've been here in the island, yesterday was the first time I drank fresh coconut. Kasi I always think na, ano ba yan? Sobrang mahal. Feeling ko rip-off siya. I'm not gonna pay 200 bucks or 150 bucks.
Pero ang sarap, di ba?
Pero ang sarap. I'm telling you, ang sarap niya. So, I guess yun. That's self-discovery, menu engineering, fitness, and of course, really trying to communicate and reach out to my loved ones. Alam mo yun? Mm-mm. Ang hirap rin kasi ng situation ko kasi I'm away. Every day talaga, I really make it a point to message my friends, kumustahin sila, and of course, call my parents and my family back home just to see how they are as well. So, yun. That's mine. What about you? Ikaw, now that you're in Manila.
Well, syempre, iba yung situation natin kasi, yun nga, you're in the island, I'm in the city. Pero parang, well, the similarities there would be, syempre, you're limited with movement. But in my case kasi, I'm the person who has always been, what to do next, alam mo. Pero I'm kind of used to already with the feeling of you know, being at home. Kasi technically homebody naman talaga ako. But I enjoy, you know, going out once in a while if I meet friends or need to do some errand. So masaya na ako na nakakalabas-labas ng bahay. Pero ito ngayon, what keeps me busy or what keeps me sane, no, is being able to finish or do whatever it is that I need to do siguro in at home, like whether it be a chore like laundry, to cook, fitness also, syempre hindi mawawala yon. Kahit hindi naman tayo nag-yoga, I mean, kunyari, baka maaga ka kasi nagigising. So, my day starts at a different time. But I still try to, you know, factor in a workout here and there. And also, trying to catch up with, catch up in my reading. Not just with, you know, not just with friends, but also catch up with my reading. Because I've bought a lot of books na hindi ko pa nababalikan. Ang dami ko kasing nasimulan pero hindi ko natapos. So, yun, I'm just happy na I have enough time to get back to that. And maturuan ko lang din yung sarili ko na to be still. Alam mo yun, and appreciate the moment. Kasi, yun nga, katulad ng sinabi ko kanina, I've always been, oh, what to do next? Anong gagawin ko? Parang, ha? And so, na-realize ko na in a month, there's no use in beating yourself up if all you did for that day is to breathe. Alam mo yun, kung nakikita mo yung social media na ang dami, ah, kasi siya nakagawa nito, ah, siya nag-post nito, ah, siya, well, don't, up, hanggang ngayon, don't compare. So, if there are listeners out there who also feel that way, kasi sa ngayon, parang everybody's just bored. That's why siguro they're just putting things out there or they're sharing what they're doing. It's still up to you. If ang oras mo nagsisimula sa gabi kasi baliktad na talaga yung araw mo sa kaka-Netflix, okay lang. Kung nag-workout ka pa rin sa araw na yon pero hindi kasabay nung sabihin natin yung oras na dapat mag-workout talaga ng umaga. Oo, okay lang. Pero nag-workout ka pa rin, di ba? Or sabihin natin, mas gusto mo na nakaupo lang at magpahinga or matulog. It's okay. Alam mo, don't beat yourself up. So yun, that's it from my end.
That's nice. That's great. Ako siguro, one thing lang, or things that I could say and leave to our listeners probably would be a suggestion lang, if you don't do this, I think it's really amazing to start doing it. I started journaling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's helpful.
I started writing again on what happens in my entire day. Mm-mm. I think lang it would be an amazing time to reflect and look back into how life and to the simplicity of life pag natapos lahat to, and that's when you start to appreciate that you're still alive.
Correct.
In spite of a really great pandemic that hit us, alam mo yun?
Yes, that's a good point.
I think it would be a good way for them to also keep our listeners sane. Mm-hmm. Alam mo yun, magandang idea yan. Maybe
kumbaga nakaka-reflect, no? Nakaka-reflect ka.
Yes. Nakaka-reflect ka. Marami kang life realizations kasi along the way. Paminsan pa nga, nare-relate ko siya sa pelikulang napanood ko. Kahit napanood ko na yung pelikulang yun dati. Sa sinihan pa.
Okay.
Alam mo yun? Parang, I watched Devil Wears Prada today. And I see myself as Miranda Priest. Okay, joke lang. Kidding aside, yeah, there would be a lot of realizations. Kasi ito yung moment na to, since we have all the time in the world.
Yes.
Mas bukas yung utak mo eh. Alam mo yun? Mas makulit yung utak mo.
Uh-oh.
Instead of doing or using it in a bad way, na pag nagbasa ka ng or nanood ka ng announcement ng president natin, eh mag-iisip ka ng pambash. Instead na gawin mo yun.
Mag-journal
ka and try to think of life realizations, di ba? How lucky you are that out of the 5,000 na ba tayo ngayon dito sa Pilipinas,
yes,
di ba? 5,000 plus cases, bakit ikaw nasalba ka?
Uh-oh.
Bakit wala kang case? Bakit negative ka sa corona na yan?
Yes.
Di ba? And appreciate it. Alam mo yun?
Uh-oh.
And I know sometimes may mga, maybe hindi tayo nag-a-agree.
Mm-mm.
Or may mga hindi tayo sumasang-ayon sa mga sinasabi ng ating gobyerno. Pero the best way for us to really help cure this pandemic is to cooperate instead of us saying negative things.
Mm-mm.
Nagpapaka-presidente tayo. Sa totoo lang tayo, na-realize ko talaga during this pandemic, ang daming presidente ng Pilipinas, no?
Sana tumakbo sila sa susunod na halal.
Oo nga. Kasi parang ang gagaling nila eh. Dami nilang suggestions.
No, it's nothing wrong to air out your opinions, no? Your political opinion. But you don't need to shove it down people's throats as well. Correct. Diba? And kahit pa paano, have some constructive, ano ba, hindi criticism eh, parang constructive input ba? Na paghain ng opinion. Kasi there's a proper way din naman eh of saying it. Or at least suggest, not just complain. There are those kasi complain lang talaga eh. Wala na silang na-suggest.
Yes, I agree with you. I agree with you on that. Na be part of the solution and not the problem. Correct. Dumadagdag ka pa kasi. Uh-oh. Alam mo yun, dumadagdag ka pa sa isipin, di ba? Kung ano, parang kasi since ang lawak-lawak ng pag-iisip natin ngayon, alam mo yun, pag may nabasa ka pa minsan, hindi mo alam kung mag-a-agree ka ba. Oh, ano, parang totoo yun ah. Ay, hindi pala. Alam mo yun, all these things, plus yun yan, nabanggit mo kanina earlier when we started this podcast is fake news, di ba? Huwag na tayo magpakalat niyan, di ba? Instead of us creating this world panic more, eh, might as well, di ba? Try to post or say something that's inspirational or it would uplift your readers kung nag-post ka man sa social media. Right?
That's correct.
I think that would be a good way to help each other as well. Alam mo yun, there's no way that an individual can beat this pandemic. It has to be us.
Yes,
every single
definitely.
Individual would work together to fight this.
Definitely.
Ang hirap lumaban sa isang gera na hindi mo nakikita ang kalaban mo. Right?
Ano nga eh, it's not anymore camp versus camp eh. It's the world against the virus. So it's not even country versus country. So ano
correct.
Yung mga hinaing nila about the politicians, 'di ba? Parang wala na tong may the best man win eh. It's more of like, hey, we all have to work together. Let's be decent human beings, you know. Let's work on ourselves. Let's cooperate. Share information, the proper information for that matter. And yun na, fight against the virus. Diba? Kasi walang you to fight each other. And even if, let's say, even if we encounter somebody who is so riled up because of, you know, siguro, na-trigger siya, be the bigger person. Iwasan natin yung stress. Maging maunawain na lang tayo kasi siguro, yun nga, siguro itong taong to na sobra na sa galit, hindi niya na naiintindihan din kung bakit niya nararamdaman niya. So, balik tayo dun sa sinasabi mong pag-journal. Pwede na lang ihain yun sa journal nila. Ilagay nila dun, isulat nila dun. Not only what they think, but what they feel. Kasi sometimes we don't process the feeling eh, that we or the emotions that we're encountering eh. So that's a healthy way of dealing with that, because baka mamaya if you just write it also on social media or share it outside, the person receiving it was not prepared to receive it, was not prepared to read it. Naiintindihan ko kasi when they say na wall ko naman to eh, alam mo yun, pero lumalabas po sa feed ko.
At sa feed ng iba.
Sa feed ng iba. Yeah, sure. This is the chance now to unfollow you.
But, yay! Pwede nyo palang i-organize yung friend list nyo.
Yes, that's another way of decluttering. I've seen so many people have that status eh. Yung sabi nilang, they unfollowed X number of people, but they also unfriended some people, even family members, just because of, yun nga,
kasi
craziness.
It's not helping eh. To be honest, it's not helping.
Di talaga.
Kahit sabihin mo, it's your wall, tama yung sinabi mo kanina, pero there are other people who would read it eh, and it's not helping them. Like, lalo na kapag yung tao, oo, hindi tayo close, pero what if I'm going through depression or anxiety?
Yeah.
Diba? The moment I get a chance to read it, it would trigger me. You didn't help me, diba?
Yes.
Pinalala mo pa kasi nabasa ko yun or something.
That's
so
true.
I think that would be a good way to actually really help each other is to start within you.
Mm-mm.
Alam mo yun? Wag ka magsimula ng digital fire, because alam mo yun, ngayon we really saw the power of internet eh.
Yes.
Alam mo yun, it's the only thing that's keeping us sane. I'm keeping the world connected now. It's because there's internet. That's where we get our information. That's how we communicate. And we saw that. Mm-hmm. And yes, whatever you put in there, it may be in your post or it may be in your wall or somebody else's wall, but it could reach 1,000 readers.
Totoo yan.
Alam mo yun?
Totoo.
So, di ba, again, going back to the saying, be part of the solution and not the problem.
And speaking of the solution, syempre, lahat tayo nagpapasalamat sa mga frontliners natin, not just those in the medical field, but also those who are in the service industry, you know, who are really working their ass off pa rin para lang makaprovide ng services to us who are, syempre, we go to the grocery or magpapagasolina ka or kailangan malinis yung facility. So, syempre, yung housekeeper, di ba? Maraming salamat dun sa mga frontliners who are non-stop doing their jobs day in, day out. Amidst pandemic,
di ba? Totoo. Yes, thank you. Thank you talaga to our frontliners. Maybe, ako rin, maybe this is also a chance because I haven't seen any appreciation post for them. Mm-hmm. Maybe the HR practitioners of every company, mm-hmm. private sectors or the government wise, these people also are your 24/7 hotlines. Alam mo yun, syempre, you guys have work, and of course, umaasa kayo sa ayuda ng kumpanya. And let's admit it, nowadays, mahirap kasi we really have to tighten everything kasi nga, the business also has to survive. And yet, these people also are trying their best to actually do something for their people's welfare. So maybe let's also give a shout out to all the HR people as well for making it happen and making it work for everyone as well. Yun, tama ka. It is such a devastating moment talaga or situation that we are experiencing. Pero come to think of it, we are still blessed.
Mm-mm.
Diba?
Mm-mm.
We are still blessed with everything.
Correct.
With all the means, with all the materials, with all the medium, with all the tools, the technology, we're still blessed. Imagine how they fought the Spanish influenza or the Black Death in the past days. Wala silang mga ganitong technology tulad natin.
Tama.
Diba? Tayo, meron tayo lahat. We are blessed. This generation is blessed with everything, with the brightest minds,
correct,
with the strongest people, diba, to fight this. All we have to do is cooperate.
Correct,
diba?
Correct.
And pray and cooperate.
And speaking of, you know, praying, hopefully, we already have a vaccine and a cure. Sana yung scientists na talagang day in, day out din, nagre-research, trying to develop and look for ways na mapugsa itong
a cure,
diba? Yung virus na to. At para hindi na rin lumaki pa yung problema. Kasi it's right now, medyo ano pa tayo eh. Sige, we're trying to manage it pa eh. Diba? But yeah, hopefully. And yun nga, sana hindi na tayo mag-extend. Ayoko na.
Totoo yun. We really hope and pray that we won't extend it. We won't extend any further, but if that is the only cure to flatten the curve, I don't mind extending.
Yes. Oo, kailangan lang makinig at mag-cooperate.
Tama.
Konting tiis lang. If let's say, yun nga, you need to earn, you know, there will always be means and ways to earn online. Hindi lang po Pornhub ang meron online. But there are
time, baka next episode ng podcast pwede nating i-share yung mga online ways to earn.
Sige, maybe
para sa ating
listeners. Hopefully, you know, you keep yourself productive kahit papaano.
Correct.
But yeah, on the next episode let's look into that, yung ways and ways to earn online.
Yes, thank you guys for listening to us, for always supporting our Carpool Conversations COVID edition.
Alam mo, mas mahaba yung ano na to, ah, yung mas mahaba yung edition na to kasi kahit naman sa carpool conversation, may traffic kasi. Wala
yung... Oh, tsaka naiisip kita palagi kasi pag nagda-drive ka, syempre yung attention mo dalawa.
Syempre, diba? Oo. But now, right para now, nakapirme. I mean, the proper way naman talaga to have a podcast is, you know,
correct,
in a yeah. Anyway, so yon. So thanks again, guys, and stay safe, stay healthy. Makinig po tayo sa mga announcements na susunod na araw dahil sakalang natin malalaman kung ano talaga yung
stay safe, sa atin. Stay at home, stay sane, cooperate. And pray. Use this time for self-discovery and meditation. That's it, maybe.
So, yeah.
Thank you.
Maraming salamat, guys. See you again on the next episode. Bye!
Bye!
Peace!